T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Do we have any clues at all as to what that might look like?
No, not much, to be honest with you. What I can say is that I've now covered Twitter for many years, and this has been a potential business opportunity for them for a long time. It's something that their executives have talked about, their product folks have talked about, and the company has just never really pulled the trigger on that. What we do know from today is that they are hiring a few positions, and in the job description, it says that the company is building a subscription service. And then I spoke with a source earlier this morning who said that Twitter is indeed trying to diversify some of its revenue. Right now it makes most of its money from ads, so obviously having subscriptions would kind of be a different business model for them. So I think the combination of all those things is creating some serious and real speculation that this might be a feature they would come out with in the future.
You know, people get used to things. I don't think I need to tell you that. And everybody is so accustomed to Twitter being free. I can't imagine people suddenly being willing to pay for Twitter. What are your thoughts on that?
I think you're totally right. And I think there is some probably general confusion. When people hear subscription service, they think, oh, suddenly this thing that I enjoy is no longer going to be free to me. What I think would be most likely is that Twitter would still be free for the vast majority of users. It would just be people who like to get special features or who are kind of power users. There's another kind of way that you can use Twitter. It's called TweetDeck, and it's really for just the most hardcore Twitter users. And so it's possible that those people might be willing to pay a small amount each month or each year for some additional features, but I think the vast majority of people would still use a free version of the product, and I would be totally shocked if Twitter suddenly made the service at a cost for most of its users.
How is Twitter doing financially? I mean, this idea of a subscription service, is this just because they have time on their hands and they're thinking of different things to do, or do they really need the money?
Well, I think any publicly traded company is certainly looking for ways to increase revenue. One of the, I think about 84%, I believe, 85% of Twitter's business is advertising right now. And it's a tough time to be in advertising with a global pandemic. A lot of marketers are pulling back. I think you and I have even spoken about Facebook's ad boycott and what that means. So I think that there's incentive for them to go out and try and figure out if they can make money in a different way. The business was kind of doing well until earlier this year when marketers started pulling money because of the coronavirus. But we just don't know how soon that money might return, right? So this could potentially offer a lifeline for them, at least temporarily, until the global ad market kind of returns.
And, you know, in reading about this potential subscription service, I noticed that CEO Jack Dorsey has been under pressure from activist investors to accelerate the company's business. What kind of pressure? Can you comment on that, Kurt?
Yeah, well, this was something that actually happened a few months ago. There was an activist investor who took a relatively large stake in Twitter and then started trying to demand changes at the company. And what happened was Twitter actually put some of those investors on their board. So there are now people who are not necessarily the most friendly to CEO Jack Dorsey who are sitting on Twitter's board. And I think that creates a lot of pressure, right? Suddenly he's responding and has to reply to people who want Twitter to grow much quicker than maybe it has in the past. So I think that would probably fuel not just a subscription type product, but maybe other types of revenue generators that I'm sure the company is thinking about. Anytime you have that kind of outside pressure, especially on the CEO, you tend to get into a little bit of higher gear than maybe you were otherwise.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.